Blessings, everybody. This is Dale. Thank you so much for joining with me today on the Word Podcast. I believe this will be our last episode in Revelation. Maybe. We'll see. We've covered the entire letter, right? And we've gone back to the first chapter. And I just felt like we were supposed to go back and look at that again and see what the detail was in setting up the letter, but now viewing it from the point of view of having heard what was in the letter. And it's actually amazing all the detail that you see when you go through multiple times like that. So John had been in the Spirit on the Lord's Day, and he heard a voice behind him. That voice was like a sound of the trumpet. And the voice said, write a book. And the voice told him where to send it to. He then turned around, and he saw the voice, one like a son of man, then all the detail about what he saw. So what was John's reaction to that? Well, that's what we're going to pick up here in verse 17. John says this, when I saw him, I fell at his feet like a dead man. I fell at his feet like a dead man. He didn't fall at his feet like a worshiping man. He didn't fall at his feet like a man that was humble. He fell at his feet as a dead man. The idea, in my mind at least, is that it was out of his control, okay? The idea being you usually don't control when you die. Okay, you can take your own life, obviously. But no. He sees him and he's overwhelmed. He's overwhelmed with the glory and the magnificence of the one he sees. And he literally, in the vernacular of the day, I guess you would say he passes out. Okay? He falls at his feet like a dead man. Well, then he, that's Jesus, placed his right hand on me, saying... And so the balance of this chapter, the next 3.5 verses, are Jesus speaking. And Jesus says this, do not be afraid. Folks, I think that's a word for us. After going all the way through Revelation, I was going through a bunch of the scripture in this format, as a matter of fact. Repeatedly, the Lord says, do not fear, do not fear. First things people hear when an angel encounters them is do not fear, because the natural response is going to be fear. Jesus, at the very beginning, said, do not be afraid. Folks, wherever you are in your life, do not be afraid. The Lord has placed you where you are for such a time as this. Why are we not afraid? Look what he says next. Do not be afraid. I am the first and the last and the living one. And I was dead. And behold, I am alive forevermore. And I have the keys of death and Hades. Can you imagine the impact of what that meant to John, who was one of the original 12 disciples? Okay, the impact of that had. He knew that Jesus was alive. It's many, many, many years later, maybe 60 or 70 years later, when he had this encounter right here after Jesus was resurrected. Now, Jesus is saying, hey, I'm the first, the last, the living one. I was dead. I am alive. Therefore, do not be afraid. The idea being, he's living forevermore. We will live forevermore. He has the keys of death and Hades. What's the worst that could happen to us? Somebody takes our corporeal existence from us. We know that we're absent from the body. We're present with the Lord. We know that he's victorious over death. We know that we will live forever and ever with him. So do not be afraid. Then verse 19, the word, therefore, so in light of all this, don't be afraid. In light of the fact that I'm the first and the last, in light of the fact that I'm a living one, in light of the fact that I was dead, but now I'm alive, and I'm alive forevermore, in light of the fact that he has the keys of death and Hades, therefore, write the things which you have seen, and the things which are, and the things which will take place after these things. So as we looked several months ago when we first started Revelation, this is actually a structural outline for the book. Okay? And he says this, that I want you to write the things that you've seen, okay, and the things that are, and things that will take place. Things that you've seen, what he's seeing right here, the things that are what he winds up writing in the second and third chapter to the churches that he receives from the Lord. Remember, Revelation is just an English translation of the Greek word apocalypse, and the idea being an unveiling, a revealing. And so it was revealed the things that are in those churches. So write those things. And then also write the things which will take place after these things. After the things that you've seen, after the things which are right here, and what's currently going on with these seven churches that you're sending these letters to, and then the things that will come after these. And so that's where we are. We're very much in the things to come after these things. Are we in the midst of some of the things that are happening that we see in Revelation? It depends on what you mean by that. A lot of people say, oh, this right here, this is happening today, so this is fulfilling Revelation 13. No, you got to be real careful with that, because I don't think we can point that strongly. Is the spirit of Antichrist alive and well? Yeah, we know that. We know that from John's letter, 1 John. He said the spirit of Antichrist is alive today, and that was in the first century. And so the Antichrist spirit has always been alive. Are some of the things coming to fruition? Can we see some things that may be foreshadowings or the beginning of something, perhaps? It's good to pay attention, okay? It's just good to pay attention. Then the last verse, Revelation 1:20, Jesus continues to speak. As for the mystery of the seven stars, which you saw in my right hand, and the seven golden lampstands, the seven stars are the angels of the seven churches. And the seven lampstands are the seven churches. Notice how he calls it a mystery. A mystery is something that has been there all along, okay? But it's either not seen or it's not understood or a combination thereof. We've seen things in the Old Testament about seven lampstands and things like that. Where was it? In Ezekiel, I think, in Exodus, there were some things like that. But now Jesus is telling him point blank, here's what the deal is. You were wondering about these seven stars. The stars, seven stars you saw in my right hand and the seven golden lampstands, the seven stars are the angels of the seven churches, the messengers of the seven churches. And the seven lampstands are the seven churches. Now, you got to be really, really careful here, because it's so easy to superimpose our understanding, our interpretation, our culture, et cetera, et cetera, upon the scripture. I don't know how many times I have read and that I've heard it preached that the seven stars are the angels of the seven churches. Those angels, those are the pastors of the churches. No. Angels are messengers, okay? No, it's not particularly the, quote, pastor, unquote, in the sense that the Western church uses that word, because we don't even use it in the way that it's actually presented to us biblically. We've created this whole thing, and then we wonder why it doesn't work out, right? No, these seven stars are angels of the seven churches, and the seven lampstands are the seven churches. So just think that through. Messengers do what? Bring messages, yeah. Angels do that. Lampstands do what? Yeah, they provide a place for a lamp, light, shining, illumination. The seven lampstands are the seven churches. So that's the end of the first chapter. I'd encourage you to keep reading Revelation as the Spirit leads you. Okay? Read it in different English translations. Okay, don't read it in paraphrases. Now, paraphrases are okay and are fine for what they do, but not for our purposes right now, okay? So just read it in different translations. And then just let the Lord speak to you as you go through it, as you go through it. Don't get distracted by it. Definitely don't get in this thing where you're going, oh, well, this right here must be this. Oh, well, that animal out there looks like a modern-day helicopter. No. Don't go down that road, okay? Just pay attention to what's being said and see what the Lord reveals to you. Again, I'm Dale. Thank you so much for your patience, your perseverance. The Lord's going to bless you for it. I'll see you again next time. Goodbye.